band who simply described themselves as Rock Band on Twitter. It's the new Foo Fighters and Rescue. Do you know how, like, on Twitter, people have a long description of themselves? You know,
yes.
I even do that. On Thurston Howell the Monster and K-Rock, blah, 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 all this crap. They just call themselves Rock Band. That's all it says.
I love
Foo Fighters. Yeah, it's really good. It's a good song, man. It's great stuff.
That is a good song. Yeah. It's 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo.
What's up, man?
What's happening?
Counting the minutes until the 57-day weekend. I can't wait.
I mean, it's really just a three-day weekend.
I'm not feeling very good,
though. Oh, I see how it works.
I won't see you tomorrow.
I see how it works.
You know.
Give me five today.
Yeah. Did you see what
I can't read your handwriting at all. Literally
well,
can't read
it's
your
Marcy's birthday.
Yes.
So she decided to just play all the stuff she loves. It was really all about Marcy, which is great. It's
okay,
awesome.
Yeah.
I love Marcy. That's mm-hmm. so cool. I thought we should do the five songs about aging.
Wow,
to
nice.
To celebrate her birthday.
Very nice.
So five songs about aging.
So we're going to do the opposite.
Yeah.
We're going to torture her.
That's us.
Because of that.
You know. It's rude jerk.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We have, in the 4 o'clock hour, you did something your parents hated.
Ooh, I got a list of that.
I know, same. We have one American dollar on the way.
Cool.
What's up with Florida and Disney tickets?
That's right. We're going to get you into Disneyland.
A lot of people saw this on the website. We're asking if it was yesterday. It was not. It is today.
It is today.
And we'll give you a chance before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
On KLOS.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Disney tickets very, very soon. We finally started handing them out, and you got a chance to win before you know it.
We'll tell you when to call. First, what's up with Florida?
A fair question.
I'm going to begin the story, and then I'm going to have you guess where it goes from. It's going to stop at
okay.
one point, and
right.
you have to guess how it continues.
Gotcha.
Here you go.
Are trying to figure out why this man allegedly broke into a home in Marion County. Cal police say Daniel Dinkins claimed that...
So he broke into someone's house.
Threw a brick through a window and
uh-huh.
broke in.
Okay.
And got in the house. And now the police ask him why.
Because
weirder.
I was
you have to think weirder
passing by
weirder
and I saw an alligator and I thought I better go get it because I did the meth and I am ready to fight
you're
the alligator.
Just going for meth
yeah and alligators
yeah here's his answer.
Okay.
He was a time traveler and then he threw a brick through the window of that Ocala home earlier this month to save a baby sleeping in the room from a future event. He also admitted to swimming in the family's pool. Dinkins now faces burglary charges.
I do understand why he swam in the pool.
Why? Because I thought that was kind of a bold move.
No, see, he's from the future, and in
right.
the future, there's no more pools anymore. You know, we those of us have lived in the future.
I see.
It's just a thing of the past. We don't have that kind of water to spare anymore. So he's like, I'm just
so
going to
like,
enjoy
wow,
myself.
A pool.
Yeah,
I haven't seen one of these in years.
Right, exactly. Time traveler.
He's a time traveler. And he threw the brick through the window to save the baby from a future event.
Like, did he share what the event might be?
My question is this. Do we know he's wrong? We're all going, hey, you're an idiot in Florida. You're stupid.
Good point.
Do we know he's wrong?
We do
what
not.
What if he's right?
What if they just ensured that Hitler comes back? Basically.
Or the opposite.
Or
right.
the opposite.
Maybe he was trying to
yeah.
keep that from happening.
That's always
we
the thing,
were like,
isn't
oh,
it?
You're stupid. You must be on bath salts.
Right.
You're dumb. You're in Florida. Go to jail.
But in fact... He might have saved the entire universe.
Correct. So we thank you, sir.
Kevin, you know in those old movies, someone would take their wallet out and they would open it up and a moth would fly out.
Yes.
Because there's just no cash.
Right.
That's where I'm at, man. I need some money. Can you help me out with this?
No.
Oh, you bastard.
I need dollar, that's what
oh,
I
you
need.
Mean I gotta jump through hoops
you
to win
to
$1?
It. Yeah, you have to earn the dollar.
Come on,
and it's
man.
One American dollar, just to be clear.
What American dollar?
Yes.
And I saluted you when you said that.
Unfortunately, we lost Tina Turner today.
Yeah, I know.
She was one of the greats.
She really was. She was so cool.
So the category today is top 10 female singers.
Top 10 female singers.
And I'm going to say we don't play any of them?
Oh, really? So much for hearts.
So don't.
Whatever, ladies of heart.
So
you're
don't.
You're cute and all, but.
Don't look at the list through the lens of KLOS.
All right. So is this like of all time then?
Yes,
like going
of all
way
time.
Back?
Yep.
Is this Joe Blow that put this together?
It is Joe Blow.
I yes. love him. He's got good taste. He really does. I mean, I have to say Tina Turner, clearly, first.
Tina
six,
Turner.
Six guesses for four.
Clearly
yes.
first. Yes.
I mean, you know, without a doubt. And that would have been even without the bad news today.
Yes, agreed.
100%.
I love her.
You know, one thing I'm always doing is, and she's never on any list, and it always pisses me off, is Billie Holiday, one of the greatest vocalists in the history of recorded music.
You have guessed Billie Holiday.
I don't know how many times. Seriously, like at least five.
Well, today is your day.
Yeah!
Nope.
Oh, you effing bastard. You've got to be kidding. You go ahead and take your little list and you just tear it up. Here, I'll tear it up list. For you. Are you insane? This list is useless.
I just love the hope that you have in your eyes every time.
Clearly, Billie Holiday.
Wrong. Still wrong. Are you guessing that again?
Oh, you know what? I bet someone's going to say Whitney Houston. See a beautiful boy. Whitney much Houston better is, than Billie Holiday.
Is number one. Whitney Houston's number one, yes.
I mean, you know, lots of diss to Whitney Houston, but... You usually say no.
Look, there's different kinds of singing, different kinds of songs,
sure.
too.
All right, I got to go with one of my favorites, and Dolly Parton. I love her to tiny
Dolly
pieces.
Parton. Not on this list.
Is useless.
It's not great. So you have two guesses to get two right.
Beyonce. What a wonderful voice Beyonce has. It's beautiful. Like an angel.
How is it possible for you to be so angry?
And it's not even right.
It's not even on there.
Bean would be very angry. Didn't he love Beyonce? Is that right? I don't even remember.
No, like he likes Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift. Let's say Taylor Swift. I was going to say Taylor Swift.
No, absolutely not. You are going straight down for that. Yeah.
Linda Ronstadt.
You already used
I know, but is Linda on there?
No, she's not.
Oh, my God. How this list sucks.
How is it possible to take a top 10 list and give you... 10 list and give you that many guesses and have you not hit any of it?
I mean, as well, if you
Tina
know,
Turner.
Billie Holiday isn't on the list, it's useless. I mean, I tore it up already.
Number 10 is Shirley Bassey.
All right, yes.
Okay.
Granted.
Number 9 is Annie Lennox.
Nope. Compared to these other ones?
I sort of disagree with that one, too.
Nope.
Number 8 is Tina Turner.
Sure.
Number 7, I never would have thought of Barbara Streisand.
Oh, hell. Ever. Yeah, but that makes sense.
Number 6, Karen Carpenter.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Number 5, Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah. How did you miss so many?
I don't know.
Number 4.
I mean, it's always like this. You hear the list, you're like, oh, yeah, duh.
Number 4 is Mariah Carey.
No.
Number 3 is Celine Dion.
No.
I know. Number 2 is Aretha Franklin.
Sure. Yeah, Aretha.
And absolutely. Number 1 is Whitney. So, no dollar.
Whitney.
No dollar.
All right, we're going to play Whitney Houston now. Here
no
we go.
Dollar for you. This doesn't sound like Whitney Houston, which I'm happy about. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Could be kind of celebrating Marcy's birthday on Gimme 5. We're doing songs about aging to celebrate
old
Marcy's birthday today.
Wow, that's harsh.
That's rough.
It's rough. You know the name Kellyanne Conway?
Yes. I don't know why.
She was a political strategist for Donald Trump.
Oh, right.
For a while, and then she stepped down in 2020.
There's so many weirdos and names and stuff.
Yes, there are
I can't keep track of any of it.
Really, she had a daughter named Claudia who has had an on-again, off-again just battle with them.
Oh, right.
So, for example, while she was working with Donald Trump, her daughter was putting up, like, anti-Trump stuff.
Oh, really?
And this is not... talking about politics.
No.
Politics.
No, it's just always rough if your job is whatever and your kid is on the exact opposite side.
Yes.
That's and they're vocal.
Great.
Wow.
So parents and kids is what we want to talk about. She has turned 18 years old now and is going to be a Playboy bunny.
Oh, man.
Which I'm sure makes her mom very happy.
Well, you know, those magazines, they're going to be sitting there going, all right, the second she's 18, pick up the phone. We got a list on the wall.
I don't think they actually have magazines anymore. I think it's just a website type thing.
Is it?
Thing.
No.
Like OnlyFans,
really?
I think.
I don't even know. Anymore.
I think.
I haven't had
anyway, the mother and Dotto duo have publicly clashed on all kinds of different stuff.
Right.
On politics, on Claudia at one point outed her parents as getting divorced.
Oh.
This isn't working. This is not going to work. They're going to get divorced. And they ended up getting divorced.
Right. Yeah.
So there was, she apparently leaked her mother's positive COVID test.
Oh, man.
So they seem to be having.
They're just really getting along.
She put up videos of their shouting matches.
that is something you couldn't do back in the day. You just go to school and tell your friends. You wouldn't believe. Maybe some of us would record it, you know,
but
not put it on social media for the planet to see.
She ended up calling her mom Smelly Kelly, which I don't think is a great thing.
There's no one who can come up with a better rude nickname than your kid. If your kid doesn't like you, they're going to come up with the perfect nickname.
So you made your parents angry, or you were angry with your kids.
Right.
depending on what like generation you're talking about.
Right. Or you know about a friend who used to torture their parents thusly.
In this particular case, she continues to torture by becoming a Playboy bunny.
Yeah, that's got to go over well. That's as a parent, there's no way you're going to avoid that picture for your entire life.
Oh, no, of course.
At some point, you're going to be like,
Oh, no, it's not that you have to. People will send it to you.
You just have no choice. Oh, sure. Well, it'll be out there everywhere.
Exactly.
It's like hardcore. Shut it down. Turn it off.
But you,
George C. Scott,
you disappointed your parents.
Yeah.
Or your kids disappointed you. Either way, 818-955-KLOS. You're not angry. You're just disappointed.
They're like, oh, they pulled a good one on you. They're like, oh, that stung. 818-955-KLOS. I love loud stuff. The louder, the better.
Agreed.
And that is nice and loud. New stuff from Mammoth WVH, another celebration at the end of the world.
We are talking about disappointing your parents. KLOS, hello.
Is this Kevin's logo?
It is, yes.
Heck yeah, I've been wanting to get on this for freaking months now.
Welcome to it.
Welcome to KLOS. What can we do for you?
Awesome. I love Heidi and Frank, and I love you guys.
Thank you.
I wish I could have been here sooner, but...
And happy birthday to Marcy today, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday to Marcy.
Yeah,
man, I missed that whole segment because of work.
Boo work.
Boo work indeed.
Screw the man.
So you disappointed your parents or your kids disappointed you? Which one?
I disappointed my parents.
That's what was going to be my guess.
Rule. You can not have a girl in your room at all, period.
That's a fact.
Not allowed.
What did they find?
So my dad and my mom happened to be out of town this one weekend in particular, and they told me, well, remember, you cannot have anybody in your room.
Right.
I brought her to my brother's room, which makes it even better.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
That's the
now
right.
You're thinking.
You're just behaving. You're doing what they said.
I did exactly what they said, and I went ahead and never brought a girl into my room.
Well done.
How did they find out?
They ended up coming home early, and then I got caught with a girl in my brother's room.
Oh, my God.
Where was your brother?
He was out of town with them, too.
Oh, okay.
He came back with them. Uh-oh, that couldn't have gone over well. You're cleaning those sheets, kid.
Please tell me that she had to jump out a window.
She hid underneath the bed, but I mean, they knew she was there. My neighbor told on me.
Nosy neighbors.
Well, right on. Thanks for calling. That's exactly the sort of bad attitude we're looking for. Bad example.
Thanks, dude. KLOS, hello.
Hello. So one of the many times I disappointed my parents, actually made my dad cry, and I feel horrible.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah. I don't care if I made my mom cry, but it made my dad cry. And I went off and eloped.
Oh, and that's what did it?
And I didn't tell them, and a friend told them, and then they thought that I was pregnant, and I didn't tell them.
Oh, wow.
That same friend told them.
That's some friend.
I have choice words for her.
I'll bet you do, yeah.
But yeah, that was, I think, the biggest disappointment. But my mom, being the Betty Petty that she was, went and took family pictures a few months later without me or my then-husband.
Wow.
Wow, wow, that's petty.
Yeah. Did Dad ever come around to your husband?
Well, yeah, he's now my ex-husband, but...
damn it. See, how quick was it before he said, I told you so?
He never did.
Oh, good for him. Oh,
of course your mom did. Yeah. Yes. That's right how it works.
Thank you for calling. Take care. 818-955-KLOS.
You disappointed your parents. You did something to embarrass your parents. What did you do?
Came home with a mohawk. My dad didn't like it.
Mohawk. Classic.
He said, I'd rather you have a tattoo.
Oh, come on. Really?
That is a stupid thing to say.
Right? I went out the next day, got a tattoo, and then I just like got my mom upset.
Wow. You were just spraying damage everywhere.
So you still have that, but you don't have the mohawk anymore.
Nope. I don't even have hair.
I know that feeling. Right on, man. Well, that is a beautiful. That's perfect. That's what we're looking for. Thank you for calling, man. Right on. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you. Disappointed your parents?
Oh, yeah. So,
oh, yeah.
My mom had just recently had kicked me out because she found weed at the house. And there's this one girl that I was friends with for the longest time who she didn't approve of.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved in with her, and then probably like 3 months later, we found out she was pregnant.
Yes.
We told my mom when my fiance was 5 months pregnant. So she's like, oh, okay, well, you can still like have an abortion or something.
Whoa!
And she's totally against it. Yeah, I know. And I'm like, dude, she's 5 months pregnant. We already know the sex. She's like, oh, well, you can give her up for, give him up for adoption.
Wow.
What is wrong with you?
She is anti.
Yeah.
Mom is the worst.
We didn't talk to her for probably like another 5 months. And then when my son was born, she just randomly showed up. That's how I disappointed her, but she eventually came around. And,
oh, well, that's good. I mean, at least eventually. She didn't keep trying to put the kid up for adoption.
That's on her, not you.
Yeah, right? It is, yeah.
And my fiance's still petty with it. Like,
sure.
Keep her from, like, holidays.
No, of course.
Like that. I don't blame her.
No, not at all. Don't right blame on, her. Man. Thank you for calling. Thanks, dude.
Women. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey, you disappointed your parent?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, man, I got caught selling weed.
Selling weed?
Found a quarter pound in my car when I was like 18.
Mm-hmm. Quarter pounder, huh? That is a chunk. Yeah. Mm. Did you get fries with that? I think I'm going to need to get your phone number off the air. 818-955-KLOS.
You disappointed your parents. Talking about disappointing your parents. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, my name's Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, I disrespected my parents.
How'd that happen?
My father. Well, my dad was 8 years in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
One thing he didn't like was tattoos.
Right.
Really? I mean, you would think in the Navy that's generally covered in tats.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
And the other thing he did not like was football and motorcycles.
What?
What? What?
Yeah.
You're listing all things men like.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I had a job for a year and a half, saved my money. I went and bought my first Harley and rode it to football practice.
Got a tat.
Boom. Well, if you saw me, my whole body's tattooed now.
Yeah, I love it. Your first tattoo is you riding the motorcycle to football practice.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
It's a full circle story. Thank you.
That's fantastic. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we're talking about you disappointing your parents.
I was about 17, and I thought my parents had left town, and so I brought my girlfriend over, and we were in the shower, and I come out to the room full of parents, you know, just staring there.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What was the first words said in that room
from anyone?
Yeah. There was no words. There was no words. She just, my mom staring there, and I just felt like, oh, God. My girlfriend was still in the shower. So I went in there and I was like, hey, you might need to go.
There's a little tiny window there.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm going to need to give you a lift so you can squeeze out the window.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's a boner killer.
That's fair.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Right on, dude.
I've been.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you. You disappointed your parents?
Yeah, so when I was a younger kid, I think I was around like 9 or so, we went to church, and there wasn't any seatings in the aisle, so we had to stand against the wall. And I just so happened to lean against the fire alarm, and it went off during that.
Oops.
Oh. Now, honestly, did you absolutely do it by accident?
I did it by accident. I was a clumsy kid, and it just went off, and everyone started staring at me, including my parents.
Come on, they should know that it was an accident. That's terrible. That's hilarious, but it's terrible.
If it was Slug or me, they would have known that it was on purpose. Yeah.
They would have known for sure, man.
Yep. KLOS, hello.
Hello, I got a story.
Yes, you disappointed your parent.
I did.
When? Tell us about it.
Thanksgiving in 1999, when my brother outed me in front of my parents, and we're sitting there at the dinner table, and he's like, come shout, tell mom and dad what you're doing for a living.
Oh.
Like, what? He said, mom, dad, I'm a stripper. Can you pass the mashed potatoes, please?
Wow, that was so uncool, your brother.
What a dick move on your brother's part.
Joe. His name is Joe, yeah.
Boom.
And so my dad kind of choked a little bit, and my mom was like, how much you make? And I was like,
wow. Check that out.
That's awesome.
My mom is grateful. But yeah, that was their first real big disappointment. Sorry, guys.
Wow. So did you ever get your brother back?
No, I'm still working on it.
One of these days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Joe, it's on you.
Beautiful. Awesome. Right.
Thank you for calling.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Give me 5 million. spanks in a row. Marcy wouldn't let me spank her today.
She wouldn't?
No. It's American tradition on your birthday. You get a spanking and then one to grow on.
American?
No, I guess not. Huh. I wanted to give her 21 spanking because she's 21 now. And, you know, I don't know if you knew this or not, but it's also Bob Dylan's birthday. He's turning 82. So I thought songs about aging.
Oh, nice.
And
I see where you're going with that.
Knocking on Heaven's Door seems pretty appropriate, right? Got any songs about aging? Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. I mean, you got to have a dark sense of humor as you get older. You just simply have to.
Sure.
So, knocking on Heaven's Door. Happy birthday to Bob Dylan, turning 82 today. Still celebrating Marcy's birthday. That's an interesting birthday to
not
share.
That she's getting older.
No! She is getting younger. I don't know how she's doing. looking for songs about aging, 818-955-KLOS. What do you got? It's the old man down the road, John Fogerty.
What do you have about songs about getting old?
What a young old man.
Perfection, especially after old man down the road.
There you go.
Mr. Bowie and Golden Years.
Songs about aging on the top five today to celebrate Bob Dylan's birthday, Marcy's birthday, your birthday, if it's your birthday.
Sure.
What do you got for us? Songs on aging. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Sluggo, how about a classic Beatles song, When I'm 64?
Marcy got all sorts of really nice birthday wishes today.
Yes, she did.
Here in the studio, people calling, online and everything. Very, very cool. And she decided to play whatever the hell she wanted, which was awesome on her boot camp.
So we're playing whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
About getting old.
Yeah. Happy birthday to her and Bob Dylan, who's turning 82 today. This seems like the kind of ultimate aging song, doesn't it?
Sure.
And it always has Aerosmith on KLOS.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
If this is out of Florida, then...
This story comes to us out of Florida. Two people were arrested after authorities in Florida said they allegedly stole a semi-tractor truck and attempted to hide it by spray painting it.
Oh, my God. Look, it's a blue shape of some sort. It doesn't look anything like a semi-truck that's been stolen.
They painted it red and pink.
And
I don't know how... I don't even think it's right in this story that they were trying to hide it that way. Does it seem that way to you?
Well, the one we had was silver, so that can't possibly, even though it has the same license plate and that weird scratch on the side and is actually the name of the company on the back, it can't be the same because that one's red and blue.
The sheriff got an anonymous tip regarding two people, a man and a woman, spray painting a Peterbilt semi-tractor truck outside the Days Inn Motel. I don't know why you go to a place where there's a lot of people. But as deputies arrived, both the man and the woman fled the scene, and a pursuit ensued on foot. After 2 hours, they got both the man and the woman were caught.
Oh, two hours.
Danley Coutinho Gonzalez and Rainier Lazar Perez were taken into custody and are expected to face multiple charges, including grand theft auto and criminal mischief.
And criminal poor painting job.
Investigators said the truck, approximately valued at... $280,000.
Wow.
Did you know how expensive those
are? Yeah, they're insanely expensive.
They were reported stolen out of Columbia County hours before the arrest, and they say that they were attempting to hide it by spray painting it pink.
That's dumb.
Because who could ever find a semi-truck painted pink?
You would never expect that was a stolen one. You would never think that. You would never believe it.
People might be dumb.
Excuse me, sir. Is that a Korean bobtail, or are you just happy to see me?
That happened this morning at 8 a.m.
Hey, finally, some guy named Scott said, I don't know, Korean bobtail? Won himself $13,000. Well done, Scott.
That was the answer for the KLOS name game.
Yeah, we're going to bring it back in fall, so don't you sweat it.
We had two people say Carillion bobtail, which is weird, but we looked it up, and it's also a thing.
Yep.
So that was odd.
Korean instead.
Korean bobtail, right. So that guy won that money.
Yeah, well done, Scott.
This time for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. This was really fun last time. We got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We're shutting down the park. We're taking it over on August 24th and celebrating 100 years of Disney. He tried to say. And we'll take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. We've wrapped up the name game for now, and we are on to giving away Disney tickets. KLOS, who's this?
My name is Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Caitlin, you win. You're caller 13.
Am I really?
Yes.
You're going to hang out with us at Disneyland. KLOS is going to be there, and it's going to be the park all to ourselves.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
And you won four tickets, too, so you can bring three other people. That should be a good night.
Oh, awesome.
Congratulations. We'll see you there August 24th.
All right. Sounds good. I can't wait.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jane Cyphers. How are you?
Good. Not as good as you, though, because you're caller 13.
Yes, I knew it. I knew it. Thank you so much.
How did you know you would get through?
I just had that feeling. I said, I'm going to win this. And I got it.
You did. Nice.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Awesome.
It's going to happen on August 24th. Do you have three people you can bring?
Oh, yes.
Well, we're bringing all the KLOS, so we'll hang out with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely wore that 45 out. I just would drop the needle on it over and over again. Wore it out. Love that damn song.
We are doing the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We did this last year. It was great fun. We're doing it August 24th, and we have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion. We'll get Moya right now to call her 13-818-955-KLOS.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Loopy.
Loopy, you're caller 13.
Yay!
You get four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park.
Awesome. Thank you.
So we're going to go ride Rise of the Resistance over and over again, right?
Absolutely.
Love that ride. That's one of the best rides ever.
Same. You have three other people you can bring?
Absolutely. Probably more, but...
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, let them fight amongst themselves who gets to go with you.
Right.
We will see you on August 24th. Congrats.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sad to see Tina Turner passed away today. And Sluggo failed to cash in on it. He failed to win one American dollar by guessing four of the top 10 female singers of all time.
And, you know, I think it's the 57th time now I have had reason to say Billie Holiday should be included in a list. And she wasn't.
She was not, no. Sluggo guessed every single time there's a top 10, even if it doesn't make sense.
What state are the richest people living in? Billie Holiday.
Right. It's never right. We took a bunch of calls from people who were disappointed, who disappointed their parents. I felt like we could have kept that going pretty much forever.
Yeah, people were quite forthcoming. Well done, KLOS.
And your next chance to get tickets for the second annual KLOS Takeover of Disney California Adventure on August 24th is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
And I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
The Stones released Jumpin' Jack Flash as a single in the UK on this day in rock in 1968. I knew that. Dude, the Guess Who made their television debut in America, playing These Eyes and Laughing on American Bandstand on this day in rock in 1969. Genesis fans were sold tickets to see Genesis by members of the band Genesis at the Roxy in the box office on this day in rock in 1980.